Your rectum is full of feces.
Sweet rectum.
And feces are loaded with bacteria. Why do you think it smells so bad? Because it's rotting. And so feces are loaded with bacteria. And then you have anal sex, and then you go there, though, to oral sex, and you're putting feces in your mouth.
I want to taste that proud rule.
We will. Eat that poo-poo! Eat that poo-poo!
I want to taste my mouth!
Eat that poo-poo! Eat that poo-poo!
And well, I'll just poop on a plate and put some ketchup on it and make you eat it. And I thought to myself, well, at least, if he's going to make me eat that poop, then I'll just put 5 pounds of sugar on it and try to spice it up.
We will. Eat that poo-poo!
Poop everywhere.
Eat that poo-poo!
Oh, yeah, man, a little ketchup. Man, that probably tastes pretty good.
Eat that poo-poo! Eat that poo-poo!
The other person is poo-pooing, and this one is eating the poo-poo all over the place.
Poop everywhere.
Huh? We will eat the poo-poo!
Suck the other person's rectum.
And so there's a big yeah!
The poo-poo comes out.
Now I gotta shit! Eat the poo-poo!
Eating feces.
Delicious!
It's just a fun thing.
Crypto
Matt Booth
is up in my
phone. It's only a
milkshake. What assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch. Away. Nice, sweet. Turn. Nice, sweet.
Yes, Timothy!
What the fuck? This is coming from...
Henson with you. Don't even ask me how to spell my middle name.
This is coming from...
I think it's like QQWR and then some numbers. An ampersand or something. Yes, Tim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Back for the Monday podcast. Hope you all had a great Christmas. But now it's time to buckle the fuck up and get back into the stupidity that you've grown to tolerate from me. Ting! It's my own special brand of mediocrity. Now listen, I've got a great show for you today, but I wanted to mention this contest that I'm running. Holy shit, a couple of you guys are real players in this. You want to win this iPad. Basically, for the 12 Days of Distortion, the final prize that I announced on the last program, on Thursday's show, is going to be an iPad. Which I guess a lot of people want. It's a good prize, right? But I'm making you guys work for it. And I said, look, I need more listeners. But I'm not good at marketing myself. How do you sell this? I'm pointing at my fat and tits. And small dick. And lumpy ass. And jacked up face. And all the dandruff that has accumulated on my shoulders. Look, it's a hard sell, I gotta say, and so whoever wins this contest definitely deserves it. Basically, I'm just asking you guys to get as many people as you can to listen to the program. If you tell people about Distorted View, you can have them email me and say, hey, I was referred to the show by, you know, whoever. And there's probably about 3 people who are going crazy. I know Touch My Badger has referred a lot of people. I've been getting tons of emails. Someone named Billy, I think, sending in a lot. Those are 2 big contenders right now. But look, the great thing is this contest is going on throughout the week. And so you've got plenty of time to really figure out a way to get as many people to listen to the show as possible. Now listen, it's all about spreading the distortion, and telling your friends about the show is one way to do it. But it's not the only way. If you have access to lots of money, you could probably just buy an iPad yourself. But if you'd like to take out a commercial on NBC, maybe their Thursday night lineup or something, that would probably win you an iPad. Maybe if you crash a local newscast or something. with, you know, the Distorted View website. I don't know. You can be creative about it and just let me know what you've done. Give me some proof, and that might win you an iPod or iPad as well. So that's what's going on. I'll be announcing the winner. Well, the contest ends on the 31st, and then I'll probably announce the winner the following Monday or something. I don't know. So there you go. If you want to, and listen, by the way, the people that have been referred to the show, new listeners of the program now, you can totally screw your friend over by getting more people to listen, and then you can steal that iPad right from them. You could be a total dick about this. I don't care. It does not affect me in one way or the other. So that's a little contest update for you. Now for the real meat and potatoes of this bullshit. By the way, real quick, I went home for Christmas. I could only stay there for a day because being in that town fucking sucks the life out of you. My life force has been drained. But I learned something interesting. You know, my grandmother was Italian, and there's all sorts of weird sayings that she used to come up with. And I heard one Christmas Eve that I found fascinating. I don't know if this is a common phrase, and I don't know how to say it in Italian, but it translates to down through the mouth and out of the pussy. I don't know what that means. Can someone explain it to me if you're Italian or if you've heard a similar phrase? Also, my grandmother used to call vaginas choppies. I think that is not a typical euphemism for twat, is it? You're choppy? Aw, she's got a cute little choppy. So weird. My family's so fucked up. And then my little niece, I have audio of this, actually video. I'm going to try to pull the audio for you. But I have two nieces, they're twins, and they both have baby dolls, right? And one of my nieces is so sweet with the baby. She feeds it, you know, she pretends to feed it and put it down for naps and pretends to change it. And then my other niece is like a guest on Maury Povich. I fear for her unborn children. I really do. She's going to be a horrible mother. First of all, the baby doll's completely naked. And when I asked about it, she said that her baby's been bad, so the baby gets no clothes. And also she was showing me how she shakes the baby and hits the baby when it's bad. She only will feed the baby 2 bites of bananas because the baby's too fat. And if the baby complains about it, she smacks the baby's head into a hard surface like a table and will say, "Eat the table if you're hungry." And if the baby cries about that or complains, then she locks it in a closet. I don't know what, I don't know where she got that from. It's got to come from somewhere, which makes me question my sister's parenting skills. But that's what I learned this past Christmas. I'll try to pull some audio for you because I interviewed my niece about her baby and everything. So maybe on tomorrow's program. Right now, though, I've got some audio to share with you. Oh, real quick, one more note about the iPad contest. I got a funny email. This is one of the people that Billy referred to the show. He or she writes in, "Hello, I'm just writing you to let you know that I've started listening to Distorted View and was turned on to it by my friend Billy, who was telling a bunch of people about it for your contest. Honestly, I didn't care for it. In the episode I heard, you were talking about a puppy being used as a basketball. Now, I don't remember that particular story, but I'm not saying that I didn't talk about it. It sounds like something I would talk about. But anyways, I heard you were talking about a puppy being used as a basketball, and I'm a big animal lover. But that's just me." That's a great email from someone who was basically forced to listen to the show and hates it. Not exactly what I was going for. I'm trying to get more listeners to the program, not more people that hate me. But look, I can't have it both ways. Thank you for trying to listen to the show. I'm an animal lover, too. Just because I read a news story and make fun of it doesn't mean that I hate animals. I have 2 stupid fucking dumbass dogs myself. And I gotta say, I am feeling now that I didn't think things through when picking out these puppies, because small dogs apparently last forever. I mean, I'm stuck with these things for like another 15 years, basically. I should have got an elderly dog, you know, because I think, you know, if the dog lives 2 or 3 years, by that time I'll be over the whole dog thing. You know, I got it out of my system, and then I can, have a life again. But no, I'm stuck with these animals who are going to need me for 15 years. That means I can't go on any extended vacations without forking over huge sums of money to a fucking pet hotel or whatever. Pet palace. Alright, that's neither here nor there. You did not come here to listen to me, bitch. I apologize. You came here for the cum farts.
Yeah. Lick it, baby. Yeah.
There she blows.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Again, welcome all my new listeners to Distorted View Daily. Ding! I don't understand. My friend told me to listen to this program, and there's a girl expelling cum from her pussy hole. I'd want to listen to that. Freaks. Freaks want to listen to that. It's only a matter of time before you become one. Now, I've got a piece of audio here. I could easily lose another portion of my audience. A couple years ago now, I played audio of a bunny being crushed. Apparently, it was some sort of fetish. Some woman basically took her high heels and stepped on a bunny, and you heard the poor thing screaming. Well, I thought the noise the bunny made was interesting. Not necessarily funny. I thought it was interesting and something my listeners would like to hear. Well, I was wrong on that one. A lot of my listeners felt I was being cruel. I have a feeling the person that emailed me saying that they did not care for DV because they are an animal lover might want to fast forward a bit here. Now, I am playing this as a public service, really. You people need to be aware that monsters like this exist. I'm not going to play the Bunny Crush audio for you today. The audio, and actually the video that I have here, is of something that I like to call kitten vacuum. This is horrible. I don't want to play it, but I do because you have to know. Do you remember a couple years ago we played audio of Kenny Glenn, I think was his name. He posted a video of himself on LiveLeak terrorizing his cat, smashing it up against the wall, throwing it around, locking it in a shower, and then turning on the water. He was a monster. And the result of him putting that video online was some angry anonymous internet users found his email address, found his home address, his phone number, and just terrorized him. And the happy ending is the local news got a hold of the story, and the kid got in trouble, right? So I'm hoping something like that happens to this kid. Now, I am not going to apologize anymore for the following video, because look, this program is called Distorted View Daily. It's not, you know, Sunshine Christian Karaoke Hour. We feature some unpleasantries here, and I urge you all who do not want to hear this to fast forward. Now, have you guys seen that product where, I think Debbie Myers created this? It's a vacuum bag, basically. It's like a plastic bag, and then you attach a vacuum to it, and it sucks out all of the air to keep your food fresh. I guess you could use it on clothes as well. You can put clothes in these plastic bags, and it just sucks all of the air out. And this kid that I'm about to feature decides the best thing he could possibly put in the bag are a couple of live kittens. He sucks all of the air out, and then you just hear the kittens gasping for breath, and then they die. Here is the vacuum. The kittens are in there. And that is cats trying to breathe. Boy, I'm already having second thoughts about playing this. Oh, and the cat's trying to move in the bag. Oh, it's so hard. I hope to God someone finds this kid and just ass rapes him with a plastic bag over his head. He suffocates. All right, well, you basically can tell what happens after that. The kid is a monster, right? But you have to give him credit where credit is due. It's a very creative way to torture an animal. You can't debate that. It's a fact. I mean, have you ever in your life thought to vacuum seal a kitty cat? Style points will be awarded to him. Now, listen, I don't know exactly what has happened with this kid. I do know the website 4chan and its users are on the job. Justice will be served. I promise you that. Now I'm just waiting for the Bunny Crush / Kitten Suffocation remixes to start, because they're both very unique sounds. Also, two things. After the fallout of the Bunny Crush video, you'd think I'd be a little more careful playing animal cruelty videos, but no, I don't learn my lesson. I even do it during a contest where we're promoting to get new listeners. So a bunch of new people are listening. This is the first thing that they hear. This is really going to separate the pussies from the freaks. I have no idea how to run a program. I'm a horrible host. I have really bad judgment when it comes to this. All right, moving on. Let's move on to something a little happier. Here's a song about underage masturbation. I really know how to alienate my listeners.
Mommy doesn't know, so don't tell her. Why, if Daddy knew, he'd slap my ass. I know I'm only 9, but the little girls do it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. This is Donetta. Donetta is an older man who dresses like a woman in many of his music videos and sings about disgusting topics. And he's entirely serious. The song is called Little Secrets. He's been very busy over the holiday weekend.
I skip, I jump, I bump, bump, bump. I guess cause he's such a hunk. I know I'm only 9, but little girls do it all the time.
Yeah, we're not sure what the deal is with Donetta. He's not gay, despite a lot of his songs being about sucking dick and taking, you know, a cock in the ass. A lot of drugs, I think. A lot of drugs. Do a search for Tonetta on YouTube. All your questions will be answered. Actually, that's not true. You'll just have more questions. This song is actually rather tame, believe it or not. Here is another new Tonetta song. It's a little more graphic. This is called Pump, Pump, Pump. By the way, in this video, Tonetta is wearing a very short skirt. You can actually see the cock bulge in his underwear peeking from below. And no shirt, and a woman's wig. There you go. Also some sort of, like, arm warmers or something. I don't know what they're called.
The power of a woman, and they gave it all up. Guess they never knew what they had. It's sad to see masculinity. When femininity conquers all, pump, 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 you heard it before. Power of a woman ain't no more. Pump, 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 you heard it before. The power of a woman ain't no more.
All right, thank you very much, Tonetta. And finally, before we get into the news today, here is an elderly man talking about how he likes to fuck his sex doll. Yes, he's 68 years old, his name is George, he purchased a real doll.
Okay, this is how easy it is to have sex with a real doll, providing the doll is suspended on a block and tackle, and you're using ceiling hooks.
So wait, she's hanging?
So the first thing you do is you hoist the legs into position, which of course requires another couple
of pulleys.
Oh,
he has all sorts of hooks in the air, and I think he's going to get her in position, almost like she's in a sex sling.
Goes on there.
It's a whole.
Get her into.
It's a whole system of pulleys and levers.
What might be called the delivery position.
Oh.
Of course, I didn't work all this out in 5 minutes. And
one leg has been hoisted.
Although it looks easy once you've worked it out, it did take me a little while.
Real dolls are so creepy. They just got that lifeless expression on their face.
To perfect it.
They look like a rape victim post-rape.
Once you've hoisted it into this
dead
position,
on the inside.
Stage one continues with you penetrating a... in this position.
Yeah, so he's standing up. She's basically suspended in the air with her legs up. Full access to her choppy.
Now, the advantage of having the doll in this position, hanging freely by the legs and the head, is that you can get it to gyrate in a way that you can't do.
Yes, it swings back and forth.
Especially lying in bed. and this makes her appear extremely lifelike. And I usually carry on for 10 minutes.
Good for you, sir.
And then, because I'm very old and on the verge of impotence,
all right,
the magic effects tend to wear off. It's exactly the opposite.
You don't have to give everything away, sir.
Younger guys.
We just want to know how you have sex with the doll. We don't need to know about your near impotence.
You get extremely excited and come before they know what they're doing. But not me.
You can last.
So at this stage, I come out.
A whopping 10 minutes.
And then I move around to this side. And I make use of another function of the doll, which is not widely appreciated. And that is the use of a right hand, which is extremely evocative in the business of stroking your bollocks, which I find very exciting. And so that is what she does whilst I wank. And then everything goes rather easily and comes out quite well.
Oh, stop it! Don't talk like that.
My second reason for buying a real doll is because they look completely lifelike in photographs. So I'm able to take a photograph of me having sex with Emma and then put it into the computer and add my ex-wife's face. And of course my ex-wife was extremely attractive and I was very attached to her, so I find those images
it just keeps getting creepier and creepier. He then photoshops faces onto the doll.
Particularly exciting. Right, this is a photograph of me having sex, apparently, with my ex-wife. But, of course, in fact, the body is Emma's, and the face has been added on later.
There's your daily dose of a crazy near-dead on Distorted View. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yes! If you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Lifetime memberships are still available for a limited time as well. Now listen, if you're a new freak and you don't know what the Sideshow is, it's basically a members-only utopia where I provide listeners with additional content, like bonus episodes of DV. On Tuesdays, we do extended shows. Occasionally, I'll post videos. Lots of great stuff. As a matter of fact, this past weekend, a brand new Christmas-themed episode of Bud Fudge Sunday was posted. Yes, it was so great to hear Corey's voice again. If you miss Bud Fudge Sunday or his Sextastic Tuesday stories, you got to sign up for the Sideshow and listen to the Christmas special. Among other things, you'll learn how Corey got raped.
This is the story of how I got raped on Christmas. This is the story of how I got raped on Christmas.
It's a new Christmas classic, in my opinion.
Fruitcake dildo.
Fruitcake dildo.
I think I just gave it away.
Fruitcake dildo.
I think the fruitcake dildo had something to do with his raping. All right, so there you go. Brand new Butt Fudge Sunday has been posted. You got to sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First story we have for you today comes from Buffalo. Well, I don't know how to pronounce that. Buffalo, New York. What the how do you pronounce that word? Yes. All right. Yes, story comes from Buffalo, New York. A 16-year-old boy landed in the city lockup after a Yuletide offering sent him into a rage. He hurled a humidifier across a room, breaking the device. He then smashed his hand into a large mirror, causing it to shatter into jagged little pieces.
It's like rain!
No! No! Alanis, get back in the corner! Shut up! First of all, I said jagged little pieces, not jagged little pills. You stupid twat. She's just so anxious to perform again. But no, now is not your time. You may fall back into obscurity until I need you. All right, back to the story here. Yes, the mirror shattered into jagged pieces. It was around 8 a.m., and the teen had just opened a gift that he didn't like. I wonder what the gift was. Officers were called to the home on Fairview Avenue. The boy was taken to WCA Hospital, where he was treated for a minor hand injury. He was later taken to city jail, where he was charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief, The boy was released after his arraignment. Police did not disclose whether officers had responded to any previous incidents at the address, and law enforcement sources didn't divulge what type of gift sparked the outburst, or whether the present came with a gift receipt for return privileges. Look, we've all received shitty gifts, and as a kid, you want nothing less than fucking clothing. Especially when you're like 5 or 6. You want toys, right? Video games and shit like that. But as a teenager, you have to be able to show some restraint and lie and put on a little smile and say, oh my god, checkered polyester slacks. Oh, grandma, that's exactly what I wanted. But, you know, in the back of your mind, you file that away into your memories. So when Nana needs to be placed into a home, you won't feel so bad about choosing a facility that barely passes state inspections. And by the way, yes, I do own NearDead.com and NearDeads.com. So if you're a nursing home and looking for an eye-catching domain, make me an offer. All right, second story we have for you today. I've got a story about a white trash Christmas here. This story comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, it was a very KKK Christmas for one family. A fight over who gets to drink the quote-unquote good beer led the Pabst. It's between Pabst and Natty Light. Led to the arrest of a former Ku Klux Klan leader and his son, Troy Hickson, 45, good last name. His girlfriend, another woman, and his father, George Hickson, 73, were drinking Wednesday night when Troy Hickson threw his girlfriend down and began shooting into the ground near her. Right? Then things went downhill. George Hickson served time in federal prison in the late 1980s for possessing an unregistered machine gun. Machine gun. When drug agents searched his home at the time, they found evidence that he was a leader of the KKK. Troy Hickson's girlfriend, whose name was not released, told deputies that an argument began after she complained that she was forced to drink cheap beer while the men drank good beer. Budweiser, according to the report. She also said someone poured beer on her while she was on the ground, and she heard a can crumple. All right, incriminating. The girlfriend then changed her story, claiming nothing had happened at all. She told deputies that she was afraid that if her boyfriend went to jail, he would be angry at her. Yeah. And they might fall further behind on the rent and be evicted. Father and son live on adjoining pieces of property in rural St. Cloud Manor. The county property appraiser's office lists the 7-acre tract as vacant, other than sheds and a fence, but the men are thought to live in mobile homes there. Troy Hickson told a deputy that he did the redneck thing and shot holes in a trash can full of water so it could drain. Of course, that's what you do. Why would you want to just pick it up and dump it when you can shoot holes into it? He told another deputy that he shot 2 rounds into the can to prove the gun worked. A man wanted to buy it, but changed his mind because of the $500 asking price. Troy was extremely angry and yelling and screaming, an investigator wrote. While deputies were trying to arrest Hickson, his father began threatening to hurt them. George Hickson tried to go inside his home to get a gun and was arrested. While the police were there, and arrested on a charge of making threats towards public officials. Troy Hickson was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill, also displaying a firearm during a felony, and battery. George Hickson was sentenced in 1988, by the way, to 6 months in federal prison for possessing an unregistered machine gun. He'd been charged with 5 weapon violations, including possessing a silencer. By the way, earlier in the evening, the Hickson family was already drunk, singing Christmas carols to the neighborhood. Have yourself a nigger lynching Christmas. Burn the coons at the cross. On second thought, we don't need to listen to that. All right, final story we have for you today. I should have kept going because the whole second verse was all about filthy Jews. All right, yes, final story we have for you today. A South Korean mother, exhausted after playing online computer games, allegedly strangled her neglected 3-year-old son when he urinated on the floor. The 27-year-old, known by her surname as Kim, is believed to have killed her eldest child after trying to relax. Yeah, take it easy. Put your feet up. Following a morning tending to virtual pets and cards on the internet. Death by Tamagotchi. Kim, who police say played online for 10 hours a day. Do you think it was Fishville? or Farmville or something, was arrested yesterday in her home. She is thought to have left her baby's corpse in the house for 3 days while she had to get back to her game. Can't be burying kids before. Although that would be a fun Facebook status update. I'm so sick of updates like, Stacy needs help plowing her fields. Click here. I don't want a sheep. I don't want to help plow. I don't want to tend any gardens. I would like to see, you know, Kim needs help burying her neglected son. Has anyone created Corpseville yet? I need to register that domain, too. I have intellectual property rights to that. You heard it here first. All right. Yes, she is thought to have left her baby's corpse in the house for 3 days before her in-laws discovered it and alerted police. Her neighbors described her house as like a trash site, where her two children were left crying for hours. Police in the Midwestern city said, Chionin or something like that. Police in the Midwestern city of Chionin said Kim, who also has a one-year-old son, beat the three-year-old and strangled him after he disturbed her by urinating on the floor and crying. She was so sick of taking care of her virtual pets pissing and shitting, she just couldn't handle it in real life. She said she was so mad at him because she was about to take some rest after playing online games for 4 hours in the morning. The woman was described as being addicted to game playing. She mostly played online card games and those involving the raising of virtual pets. The death in Chonin is the latest in a growing list of cases related to computer game addiction in one of the world's most high-tech societies. Last month, a 15-year-old boy committed suicide after killing his mother for scolding him over excessive play of video games. In May, a 41-year-old man was sentenced to 2 years in jail after he and his wife left their baby daughters to die of malnutrition while raising a virtual child on the internet. Like, you have a real one. Why do you need a virtual child? Oh, because you can turn it off. Apparently, you can turn off real ones, too. It's more permanent. You can't turn it back on. In February, a 32-year-old man died after reportedly playing a game for 5 days with few breaks. Last year, Kim Sarang, a 3-month-old Korean child, died from malnutrition after both her parents spent hours each day in an internet cafe raising a virtual child on an online game called Prius Online. So yeah, it is a growing trend, and it's fantastic for me because it means I always have new news stories to report on. And that's really what's important here. There's no formal diagnosis of video game addiction in current medical or psychological literature. Inclusion of it as a psychological disorder has been proposed and rejected for the next version of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of show. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Jimmy Boo, what it do? Just want to let you know I'm catching up on Distorted View episodes. And what episode is this? I don't even know what episode it is. You're talking about some wrestler that used some move where he put his fingers at the other guy's ass.
Yes.
That is actually a very common move. I used to be a wrestler. This was in middle school in which I was taught it. And it is called checking the oil. That's what they refer to it here in Arizona. So anyway, now you know. You can just
run around
to wrestlers and check their oil. It's legit.
Oh.
Take it easy.
All right. Thank you very much for the tip.
Damn recorder didn't recognize me making any noise, so it cut out. Here, let's try this again. Oh, no, I just peed over the toilet seat. Gotta go, Tim.
Okay, thank you for that pointless call.
Tim, it's Sarah in Montana. Hey, I was listening to your Monday, the 13th podcast.
Yes.
And I was so disappointed you didn't play the angry mother audio at the end. You're like, call this number 206-66, oh God, as in, oh God. And you didn't even have anything after that. I was really expecting something.
I faked you. I tricked you.
Along the lines of, I want my house fucking clean and all that. So... you know,
I love that angry mother. Holy shit. That kid needs to record his mom just flipping out all the time. He says that she doesn't really do it very often, but I would, if I was this kid, I would provoke her because that's comedy gold.
Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow member Kenny from Indiana.
Kenny.
I was listening to yesterday's show, December 13th, and I just want to say thank you for listening to me bitch about my personal life with my dad's affair. Made today a lot better. It's finals week, so it's been kind of...
Yeah, just let it all out.
Whatever, you know.
Whenever something's wrong or going wrong in your life, you call and you vent on the Oh God voicemail line.
So yeah, that
really laugh at your misery.
Helped. And he actually invited me to his his wedding reception. Of course, I didn't know that. Nice. But good news for you. I recently got one of my friends, his name's Mike.
That would be good news for me if you got
to the show. Was like, I started like quoting stuff from it. And he's like, "Oh, it's funny. Where are you getting that?" And I'm like, "It's a podcast called Stored View."
Yes. So now I'm a celebrity.
A freak.
You know my name.
However, he is still a freeloading faggot.
That's okay. Look, he's a new listener. He's not going to fork over cash right away. He's got to learn what we're all about and get in the groove. And I'll get in your head eventually. After hearing me talk about the sideshow every single goddamn day, you'll just fork over the cash.
Hey, Tim, it's Andrew.
I mean, the sooner the better.
Calling. I just had a quick idea about the sideshow shirts, if you're still planning on doing them at all.
Oh, my God, yes. Bill sent me some. Oh, you guys are going to love one of these designs. This, I love it so much. I'm gonna wear it every day myself. I don't care if I look like a douche advertising my own website. It's so good. Actually, I don't even think that it's gonna say Distorted View on it. Because I feel weird about having, I think some of the shirts will say distortedview.com on it. But most of them are just sort of jokes that you guys will get. And I think they're cool shirts, even if you don't get it. Even if you're not a listener of the show. But they're really good. Bill's doing an amazing job. I can't wait to get these fucking things printed up.
The design could be like, "What would Tim do?" shirt, you know, like have like a nice outline of your face and WWDD or something. And
yeah, we're throwing around the idea of stuff like that, or like a Spread the Distortion T-shirt or something, but like a STD. But I didn't want the shirts to necessarily be about advertising because that looks too. I don't know. I don't like that.
Hey, these shirts would be cool. I should remember Spider here. Hey, I was just listening
Spider,
to a bunch of old
course
shows
Spider's
way,
coming.
Way behind. I'm in, like, November.
Every day! Spider.
I'm in 2007, by the way, at the beginning of that. But anyways,
I have to take a break from Spider. I'm sorry. All his calls are very long-winded. They're not just short, like 10 seconds, like, "Hey, love the show. Here's a bullet point." No. It's always like at least a minute in length.
Hey, Tim. It's the Yeti Felcher. I just wanted to call and wish you a Merry Christmas.
Hey,
and
good timing, kind
of. I've been listening to you since 2005. I think I know pretty well how you operate.
First full year. Sure.
I'd like to wish the other
freaks
a belated...
I know how you operate.
Happy New Year, because this probably won't be played until sometime around the 2nd or 3rd of January.
Very close. Very close.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, you were just talking about the cards, the walk... Like in Monty, like they were in Monty Python, would they work for the Ministry of Silly Walk?
They very well could.
Would you say that all retards that walk funny would be working for the Ministry of Silly Walk?
Yes.
I know, you're not a big Monty Python fan.
No, I never got into Monty Python. I mean, I get it, you know, I just don't get it.
Drew, Timmy Boo, Burning City Cat here, and I heard you talking about Inu Asher again. And I remembered your question about good anime. And recently I've been watching one called Helsing, which...
How do you guys feel about Gundam? God damn it, dogs! I can't take their fucking... Sorry if you heard the jingling. It's not a very professional podcast today, I'm sorry. How do you feel about Gundam Zero? I was watching that. Is
probably
that one called Toka or something?
A lot better than Inuyasha, because it's just... entirely awesome and none of the bullshit.
Yes, Inuyasha.
And it's
great.
Also 13 episodes long, so no.
You know what? I'm pissed off though because I've been watching Inuyasha on the Adult Swim On Demand channel, and every week they add like a new episode, and they're doing it in order, right? So I'm on like episode 26 or 27, and then I found out Hulu Plus, which I signed up for like the free month or whatever, has Inuyasha on there, but it's the fucking Japanese version with subtitles, and I've gotten so used to the American version with in English, I can't handle this Japanese
like,
bullshit. This Jap crap.
Waiting days to be able to finish it.
I can't believe I'm discussing anime.
Hey, Tim, it's the voice of reason here, and I want you to sit down and buckle up because I'm about to drop some truth on your head, and I know you're not going to agree with everything, but you got to listen to it all. First of all, the Mrs. Miller bit got old really quick. It was funny at first, but not anymore. Secondly, I know you're going to hate this. Never found Cheryl Murkowski funny. I know you love her. I don't care. Not that funny. Third, Black Friday and Rape Friday were fucking hilarious. You need to bring those back whenever, because I know you still got that torrent of like 100 fucking rape scenes on your computer.
Yes, that's true.
Lastly, and this is most important, is I want you to understand
And think about this, that you make your livelihood and spend every day earning money by making fun of cripples, retards, rape victims,
and don't make fun children. Of rape victims.
I fucking love you, Tim.
Oh, okay.
Keep up the show. Bye-bye.
You're angry about that. All right, he's laying down some truths. Apparently not a big fan of Mrs. Miller or Cheryl Murkowski. That's fine. I don't give a shit. Cheryl Murkowski probably is a little upset by that. I haven't really done anything with Mrs. Miller. I guess maybe because I did the 12 Days of Distortion with Mrs. Miller. That's when she last appeared. Maybe he was calling about that. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
Fruitcake dildo.
Fruitcake dildo.
Fruitcake dildo.
Fucking Corey. Subscribe via iTunes if you are not yet a member of the Sideshow. Sign up, and I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday podcast. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I'm calling these people and I'm madder than fish grease.
How do you play Atari 2600?